supplication on Sundays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. In the name of Allah, from whom I hope for nothing but bounty, and from whom I fear nothing but justice. I rely only upon His word, and I cling only to His cord. In Thee I seek sanctuary, O possessor of pardon and good pleasure. From wrong and enmity, and from the changes of time, and the recurrence of sorrows, and from the striking of mishaps, and from the expiration of my term before preparation and readiness. From Thee I seek guidance to that wherein is righteousness and being set right. From Thee I seek help in that which is linked to success and favorable response. Thee I beseech for the garment of well-being and its completion, and for the covering of health and its permanence. I seek refuge in Thee, my Lord, from the goadings of the Satans. And I seek protection in Thy sovereignty from the injustice of the sovereigns. So accept my past prayers and fasting, and make my tomorrow and what is after better than my present hour and my today. And exalt me in my clan and my people, and protect me in my waking and my sleeping. For Thou art Allah, the best guardian, and Thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, I am quit before Thee on this day of mine and on all Sundays that follow it, of associating others with Thee and of heresy. And I devote my supplication sincerely to Thee, addressing myself to Thy response. And I observe the acts of obedience to You for the hope of Your rewards. So, bless Muhammad, the best of Thy creation, the summoner to Thy truth. Exalt me with Thy exaltation, which is never made to suffer loss. And protect me with Thy eye, which never sleeps. And seal my affair by cutting me off from everything but Thee and my life with forgiveness. Surely, Thou art the All-Forgiving, the All-Compassionate.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Ladies and gentlemen, dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum and welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Today we're going to speak about the importance of unity in the world of Islam. So be with us. But first, we'll look at the calendar. Today's Saturday is the 11th of the month of Rabiul Awwal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar. It is corresponding to 16th of the month of Mehr, 1401 of the Islamic solar Hijri calendar, and the 8th of October, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As usual, we bless this moment of today's special by listening to chapter Al Imran from the Holy Quran, verse 105.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولا تكونوا كالذين تفرقوا واختلفوا من بعد ما جاءهم البينات وأولئك لهم عذاب عظيم.
And do not be like the ones who became divided and differed after the clear proofs had come to them, and those will have a great punishment.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
We ought to learn lessons from the Bidr divergences between schools of the former times. We should know that the root of separations is not always only the factor of ignorance, because desires also cause discord. Separation and disagreement not only breaks your power in this present world and finally destroys it, but also brings fire of hell to you in the hereafter.
Every sound and every voice in every language ever heard, each drop of ink that has been used to write every single word, they could never portray everything I feel in my heart and wanna say. And it's hard to explain why I could never describe my love for you.
As I told you, the topic of this episode of today's special is importance of unity in the world of Islam. Muslims all over the world are bound together in heart and in spirit. This unity is the means of strength for the Muslim Ummah. In fact, it's a divine gift that we Muslims must make use of. This unity is also required as regards relationship between Muslims and non-Muslims, in the sense that we are brothers, if not in faith, in humanity. Just as a Muslim shares the agony of his fellow Muslims, he should also feel pain for what befalls his non-Muslim brothers. In reaction to the present sorry state of affairs of Muslim Ummah, it is very important for Muslims to stand together and be united. We should live together as a group, respecting and caring for each other. Allah gave us our lives so that we can help one another and not to live just for ourselves. It is quite important for us also to realize the significance of unity and togetherness.
Sheikh Rouhani.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Dear and respected brothers and sisters, first of all, assalamu alaikum. In this episode, actually, we are going to talk about the role of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the 14 infallibles, I mean the A'imma alayhim as-salatu was-salam, in establishing wahda and unity among Muslim Ummah, or Muslim Islamic nation, we mean. It is very much important because unity and wahda is the main, is the most important teaching of Islam. The main principal, actually, fundamentals of Islam is wahda, is unity. So wahda, in one of its meanings, it means that there is only one God. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one. And we should worship only one Allah, one God, who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So believing in oneness of God is one of the meaning of wahda. But this wahda should unite Muslim ummah, because wahda or tawheed does not only mean to believe in one God. Rather, the Muslim ummah should be united among themselves. Believing in one God, praying towards one single qibla, having only one book, holy book, which is the Quran, and having only one prophet, believing only in one prophet, who is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and other main Islamic beliefs, all of them teaches us as Muslims to be united. So unity or wahda in Islam, from the Islamic perspective, is very much important. Not only theoretically, of course, theoretically we should believe in wahda, in unity of God, but practically we should show this unity in our lives. The lives of Muslims should be a kind of manifestation of wahda and unity among themselves. Now the question is that how can we unite Muslim ummah? And not only Muslim ummah, it's the responsibility of the Prophet to unite the whole world, the people of the whole universe. Because the teachings and the doctrines of Islam can help all the human beings to unite themselves, to be united. But of course, when it comes to Muslim ummah, we should understand that the first and the most important responsibilities of the Prophet and A'imma alayhim salatu wasalam was to establish and also to actually empower this unity among Muslims.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
We're speaking about unity, but I'm telling you, family first. Unity begins at home at the individual level. Everyone needs a sense of belonging, and family is the one place everyone should feel a bond with others. New Muslims usually lose their family support after accepting Islam, thus requiring them to develop a sense of family amongst their local Muslim community. Everyone wants their children and loved ones to be contributing members of society. These basic concepts are taught to our children, and they will grow into our leaders. Help our Muslim brothers and sisters grow to be leaders in society. This part of today's special, we'll look at things any Muslim can personally do to help foster Islamic unity. One of them is this: believe that Islamic unity is not an option. It's become cliché to say that Muslims have reduced Islam to rituals and forgotten other important tenets. While it is crucial to practice the five pillars of Islam, for instance, we cannot ignore other basic aspects of faith that emphasize brother and sisterhood. Muslim unity is an obligatory duty according to the Quran and traditions. From the Quran, chapter 49, verse 10, the believers are but a single brotherhood. So make peace and reconciliation between your two contending brothers and fear Allah, that you may receive mercy. And from the hadith in the love, kindness, and compassion for each other, the believers are like a human body. When one part of it is hurt, the rest sympathizes with it in wakefulness and fever.
Heartfelt congratulations for the birth anniversary of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and for the week of unity. We are all gifted with beautiful character of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was not only a blessing for Muslims, he was a blessing and a source of light and mercy for all mankind. And since he was a blessing for all mankind, and since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him as a mercy for all people, as he says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. So in every society where Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is respected, love, solidarity, peace, unity should appear, because there is no way to follow the teachings of Prophet and his example without being motivated to work for unity. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was completely dedicated to Tawheed, and he was, with all the familiarity that we had about the problems in that society in which he was raised as a prophet, with all problems there, which we summarize it by saying that this was the era of Jahiliyyah, the era of ignorance. But he was so insightful, and he had such a strategic vision that he knew that the problem is lack of Tawheed. And he used to say, قُولُوا لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ تُفْلِحُ. Say, there is no God but one God, and you would have salvation.
That was all for today's episode of today's special about unity. Inshallah, we follow this interesting topic. So, till then, till another time we meet each other, we leave you in Allah's protection and fi amanillah.
Mustafa, anta nabiyul amin wa sayyidul mursalin rahmatan lil alamin jitta bil haqqil yaqin anta nabiyul سيد المرسلين رحمة للعالمين جئت بالحق اليقين.
Food for thought.
Salam. Here are points to ponder on the dynamics of unity and the pitfalls of discord, as elaborated by the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace upon him. Stick to unity and avoid division, and turning away from each other's help, and withholding the hand from one another's assistance. Thank you.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we would like to recite for our esteemed listeners a beautiful hadith, which has been narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam regarding old age and honoring old people and respecting them. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "Laysa minna, one who neither honors our old nor has mercy on our young is not one of us. Laysa minna man lam yuqqar kabirana wa yarham saghirana." Right? Respecting old people is one of those good virtues that, you know, is very virtuous and good. And many hadiths have been reported, such as the hadith we just read for you regarding this. Perhaps the reason for this is that old age is one of the signs of the believer, believe it or not. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "I have never seen anything catch up with something faster than old age catches up with a believer. For verily, it is a source of dignity for the believer in this world and a brilliant light for him on the day of resurrection. Allah the Most High honored Abraham with it," meaning with old age. "Abraham said, What is this, my Lord? This is a famous hadith. One day, the Prophet Abraham woke up and he saw a white hair in his beard. He said, "Praise be to Allah, Alhamdulillah, who has brought me to this ripe age in which I have never yet disobeyed him, even for the blink of an eye." Okay? So Abraham, one day he woke up, he saw a white hair in his beard. He said, "What is this, my Lord?" To which Allah replied, "This is dignity." So Abraham said, "Oh, my Lord, increase me in dignity then." Right? So this old age is a sign of dignity. It's a sign of, and especially when it catches up with a person, this is a sign of his good faith and in his iman, his faith and belief in God. And so therefore we should respect the old people. In fact, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Venerating Allah includes venerating the old from among the Muslims." Right? And this is a part of honoring Allah, you know, respecting Allah. And the Prophet Muhammad also said, "Verily, venerating me includes honoring the old men of my community. Inna min ijlali tawqira shaykh min ummati." If you want to venerate the Prophet, honor him, respect him, part of this is respecting old people, elders in of the community. So, this is, one of the beautiful virtues that every person should adopt. And we should also, this is one of those virtues that unfortunately doesn't exist anymore in the Muslim community in this era, right? You know, respect for parents, respect for elders, old people, you know, slowly and gradually, this has slowly been forgotten. People are no longer respecting their elders, respecting their parents. You know, if we want to once again recapture the grace of Allah in the community, Islamic Ummah, we need to readopt these important virtues once again. Thank you for listening to Hadith of the Day. We were looking at respecting elders and old people in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد عودتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد.
السلام عليكم brothers and sisters, and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Thank you so much for joining us. Inshallah, today we'll be working on ayah number 11 of Surah Al-Baqarah, which is a good ayah, a nice one, like the other ones, like all the ayat, okay, all the verses of the Quran Kareem. So, in this ayah, inshallah, before we start, let's listen to ayah 11 of Surah Al-Baqarah, then inshallah we'll continue.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Thank you. Now, I will be reciting, and I want you to repeat after me. Then we'll have a short explanation about this ayah, and we will start the tajweed, the practical tajweed rules, okay, on this ayah. Ready?
Yes.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
وإذا قيل لهم لا تفسدوا في الأرض
وإذا قيل لهم لا تفسدوا في الأرض
قالوا إنما نحن مصلحون
قالوا إنما نحن مسلحون
أحسن أحسن. So Allah Almighty again in this ayah talking about the characteristics of those people who are non-believers. Okay, non-believers. Look, for example, we believe like Allah Almighty has sent the Prophet. Allah Almighty has sent the Imams to guide us and to establish a world of justice, a government of justice, a kind of a society with fully fairness, justice, like calmness, okay, peace, anything good, okay?
Fair.
Yeah, fairness. And on the other hand, okay, those who are non-believers, those who are like very much oppressive, those who are the cruel people, okay? And those who do not care about justice, they are all offensive, okay? So they think like they are doing the justice. They are like they have established a world of justice while they are being so offensive to other people. They kill other people and they say it's their right. Yes? They attack other countries and they think like they are doing the right thing.
Yes.
Okay? So I watched in a clip, okay? It was a it was an interview from the American soldiers, okay, who were like attacking other countries like Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, these ones, okay? And they were killing innocent people, okay? They were like saying that we are fighting the terrorists while they themselves
are the terrorists.
All terrorists. So they were thinking like this, okay? And they thought, okay, they were interviewed, okay? And finally they admitted, they confessed, okay, that we are really sorry. We apologize from the people we killed. We really apologize from the people we killed. The American army, the American government, okay, had given them medals of honor, okay, that you fought for the country.
Even the army, yeah. Some soldiers came back and said, we are fighting terrorists. We didn't even know who these are.
Yes, and they said that we don't need these medals. These medals are a shame for us. They throw all of them away. Many of the soldiers of America. And I said, so look, when it says, this ayah is so much kind of meaningful here, okay?
They even lied to their own army.
Yeah. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ Allah Almighty says that whenever you say to them, okay? لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ Don't be offensive. Don't spread corruption. Don't spread fasad, okay? On the earth, okay? They say, قَالُوا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُصْلِحُونَ We are the people who make peace. We are the peacemakers. We are the people who follow justice. We are the people who establish the world of justice. Stop it, man. You are the terrorist, and that's clear.
Accept it.
Yeah, accept it, confess. That's all. This is the message of this ayah, okay? That do not think like you are the right person, okay?
Yeah.
Just take a look at what you do, and you will understand. Like those soldiers understood. MashaAllah to them. So, now, let's take a look at the tajweed rules of this ayah. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ إِذَا pronunciation of the letter ذَال It's easy. Say it once.
إِذَا
وَإِذَا إِذَا نُو إِذَا أَلِفْمَتْ قِيلَ لَهُمْ قِيلَ is the passive form of قَالَ
yeah.
Okay. قَالَ قِيلَ Yes. In Persian as well we have قِيلُ قَال قِيلُ قَال means we mean like sayings.
Yes.
You might have heard it, I think. So, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَهُمْ هَا لَا تُفْسِدُوا. Ah, there is a recitation point, okay? وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. لَا means don't. Don't spread corruption. Okay? Do not cause corruption. So this has a meaning kind of, we say, stopping people, yes, from doing something. So, لا تفسدوا في الأرض. Yeah? لا,
yes.
You have to emphasize on this. Or the
what
stresses.
Does تفسدوا mean?
تفسدوا, do not make facade. Do not spread corruption.
Like, without ta. Fasad is like in its own word.
To means you people who are listening to us.
What is the original word?
Fasada.
Fasad.
Yeah, fasindal. Fasad. Yeah, fasindal are the original letters, okay? But the word, okay, it's been taken from is fasad. Okay, fasad. So now, la tufsidu fil ardi, so tufsidu fil ard, pronunciation of the letter dot, and also. Hamzat al-Wasl is skipped here.
Yes.
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
This ayah is very easy. قالوا, قالوا. I think there is a mad on the top, yes?
Yes.
Yeah, because we have wow mad plus the next word starts with
Hamza.
Hamza. Usually it's like this. Whenever you have a harful mad plus Hamza, like there is a mad. Either it is wajib or
jais.
Wajib muttasil, jais munfasil. One of this, okay? So either you prolong it or you do not do it. You have to take a look at the rule, okay? That if the Hamza and also the Harf al-Mad both are in the same word, it's wajib mutasil, it must be prolonged. If no, they are in two different words, so it's jais munfasil. Yeah. Munfasil means they are not in the same word. قَالُوا إِنَّمَا نُن مُشَدَّد. Ah?
Yeah.
Yes. إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ. Pronunciation of the letter ha.
Ha.
Okay. إِنَّمَا. This is exceptional word. He says it's also an emphasizing word. Okay, innama, it's us, and it's only us. Okay, it says it's only us. Only it means innama. It's kind of limiting the meaning. Okay,
just
no other people, just us. It's just us who make peace. Who are the peacemakers? Terrorists. Say that we are the peacemakers. Yes? قَالُوا إِنَّمَا. إِنَّمَا means only us. So you got to stress on this word.
قَالُوا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُصْلِحُونَ.
So its translation will be just.
Just, no. It's just. Okay. نَحْنُ مُصْلِحُونَ. صَاد and the letter ha and wow, I mean, wow, مَدِّي. So. This ayah was very easy, alhamdulillah. Okay, let's now listen to Ali Nasir reciting this ayah, then you will listen to Fawad, then you will listen to me. Okay, Ali Nasir, recite this ayah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Spread yourself, I mean, release your voice.
Yeah,
let it go.
I should find it.
Okay.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ قَالُوا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُصْلِحُونَ.
MashaAllah, without any mistake, let's recite a salawat for him.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ati al-faraj. He recites safe.
Okay. Listen, like this fear of like making mistake should not stop you. Okay, yeah, it is clear, it's something normal, okay, that we think, like, I should be very much careful not to make any mistake. Don't worry, okay? Yeah, have you made a mistake? Repeat it. You can fix it. Yeah. If you kind of continue thinking about not making mistake, okay, you will make mistake. Stop thinking about not making mistake. You will never make a mistake. Okay?
Yes. Okay.
So.
Confident.
MashaAllah. Be confident. Go on. Fawad Haider. Let's see how confident Fawad is.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
He's too much confident. Because of that, he forgot A'udhu Billah.
A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Yeah, you should increase your confident by saying A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. Okay? Continue.
I said Shaitan.
I'm insecure of you. وَإِذَا
قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ قَالُوا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُسْلِحُونَ
أحسن, but because he ran out of breath, that's why he couldn't pronounce ha correctly. نَحْنُ مُسْلِحُونَ Okay, all right. Now, repeat after me.
وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ قَالُوا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُصْلِحُونَ وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ قَالُوا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُصْلِحُونَ
أحسنتم ما شاء الله thank you so that's all about this ayah, the important points here, okay? And also the explanation, a short one. But remember that these explanations are not the complete explanations, okay? You can refer to tafsir books, Fawad and Ali Nasser, and also brothers and sisters listening to us. Make sure you refer to the tafsir books, inshallah, and learn more about these ayahs. Thank you. That's all from us for today. Inshallah, in the coming sessions, we will be working on the rest of the verses of Surah Al-Baqarah and also the Quran Kareem, the next surahs. Stay with us. Thank you so much for joining us. Thanks to Allah Almighty who has given us the chance to be here with you. And thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Sevier International Schools Network. See you inshallah in the coming session. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi at-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil faraja.
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
The ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
فَهَبْنِي يَا إِلَهِي وَسَيِّدِي وَمَوْلَايَ وَرَبِّي صَبَرْتُ عَلَى عَذَابِكَ فَكَيْفَ أَصْبِرُ عَلَى
حر نارك فكيف أصبر عن النظر إلى كرامتك.
Dear listeners, as you were previously with us, we reached this part of the Divine Kumail supplication. The commander of the believers in this part states, فَلَئِنْ صَيَّرْتَنِي لِلْعُقُوبَاتِ مَعَ أَعْدَائِكَ وَجَمَعْتَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ أَهْلِ بَلَائِكَ وَفَرَّقْتَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ أَحِبَّائِكَ وَأَوْلِيَائِكَ فَهَبْنِي يَا إِلَهِي وَسَيِّدِي وَمَوْلَايَ وَرَبِّي صَبَرْتُ عَلَى عَذَابِكَ فَكَيْفَ أَصْبِرُ عَلَى فِرَاقِكَ. O Allah, if you subject me to punishment with your enemies, if you gather me with the people of your tribulation, and if you separate me from your friends and saints, then suppose, my Allah, and my Master and my Lord, that I'm able to endure your chastisement. How can I endure separation from you? وَهَبْنِي يَا إِلَهِي صَبَرْتُ عَلَى حَرِّ نَارِكَ فَكَيْفَ أَصْبِرُ عَنِ النَّظَرِ إِلَى كَرَامَتِكَ. Suppose, my Allah, that I'm able to endure the heat of your fire. How can I endure not gazing upon your generosity? أَمْ كَيْفَ أَسْكُنُ فِي النَّارِ وَرَجَاءِ عَفُوكَ. How can I dwell in the fire while my hope is your pardon? This hope is so important that nowadays we have a multitude of psychological books about it. In this part, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, my Lord, how can I be relaxed in the fire? Well, I hope for your forgiveness, the forgiveness that is repeatedly promised to the sinners in the Holy Quran. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a, the Holy Quran says. We know how many poor servants who had hoped for other people's help and they were not left deprived. You saved them, O Allah. Let alone those who hope for your forgiveness. The Iranian poet Attar has written in his book, a story about a female wrongdoer. Let us have a look at this story after the break.
Therefore, my Lord, if you will subject me to the penalties of hell in the company of your enemies and cast me with those who earned your punishments, and tear me apart from your friends and those who are near to you, then my God, my Lord, and my Master, though I may patiently bear your punishments, how can I calmly accept being kept away from you? Though I may patiently endure the scorching fire of your hell, how can I resign myself to the denial of your pity and clemency? How can I remain in the fire while I have hopes of your forgiveness?
Thank you, Allah, God, let me hear, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So Attar in his book says that a wrongdoer female singer once lived in Mecca. She attended the debauchery ceremonies. She danced and sang with them. Some years after the Prophet's hijrah, this woman who had come to lose her youth and beauty and could not sing as before and so could not make her ends meet, came to the Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, out of misery. The Prophet, sallallahu, asked her, have you come here for a worldly interaction or a heavenly one? The woman says, neither the former nor the latter. I have come in hope of your generosity. The Prophet, sallallahu, got delighted, granted the woman his holy cloak, and then told his disciples to grant her as much as they can afford. This is the importance of this story. A sinful woman went to Medina in hope for Prophet's bounty, which is a sign of the blessings of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She returned satisfied with the bountiful grant. O Allah, how can we return destitute from your presence while we have hope for your mercy and forgiveness? We have that husnul dhan of the Almighty Allah. We have this part of the recognition. You know, entertaining a good opinion of the Almighty Allah is only one part of recognition of Him. Allah the Exalted is the one who gives to His servants in accordance with their good opinion about Him, in accordance with their confidence in the vastness of His mercy and generosity. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, أَمْ كَيْفَ أَسْكُنُ فِي النَّارِ وَرَجَاءِ عَفُوكِ. How can I dwell in the fire of hell while I hope for your mercy, for your forgiveness? This is the embodiment of this divine narration that subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I am as my servant thinks of me, so let him not think but good of me. And one of the secrets that most of the time we're not aware of in our supplications and in our prayings is this, that there are some requisites, there are some etiquettes for supplication that we must observe. We must try to have them. And hope, having a good opinion of the Almighty Allah, or what we call husnul dhanni billah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is one important of them. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, in this regard, is narrated to have said, when you pray to Allah, turn to Him with your heart. And this is the part that we used to talk about in the previous episodes, about that riqqatul qalb. Anyway, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, when you pray to Allah, turn to Him with your heart and think as if your need were at the door. This means that you really must believe and you must hope that your haja is about to be given to you. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode of the program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio for today's discussion, we have very special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom, Shaykh Nur Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh, and welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Okay, Shaykh Nur Muhammad, for today's discussion, we have another interesting topic and question, and that is the reward for paying visit or ziyarah to the tomb of Imam al-Riza alayhi salam or Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. And it, according to some documents and references, it is equal, I mean, the reward of paying visit to Imam al-Riza or Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam is equal to 1 million pilgrimages or Hajj pilgrimage. How is it possible that paying visit to the tomb of Imam will be considered as a reward of, for example, paying to the house of God, to the Kaaba, and to the Hajj pilgrimage? How is it possible?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You know that in different narrations, we have the reward for the visitation of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salatu wassalam and for Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam. It has been said, according to a couple of narrations, it is, more than 1,000 pilgrimage to the Mecca, Hajj. And in some other narrations, 1 million times reward of the pilgrimage of Mecca and the going to Hajj. It actually has been specified for those people who go for the visitation of Imam al-Hussein and Imam al-Ridha alayhi salatu wassalam. Not only this visitation of these infallible Ahlul Bayt, but we have other recommended action has been, the reward of which has been multiplied to maybe more than 1,000 times or even more than 1,000 times. The very quick reply to this question is that the meaning of these kind of narrations is actually wanted to attract the people, attract the attention of people for going to the visitation. In other words, infallible Ahlul Bayt, they want to encourage people for going to the, visitation of Ahlul Bayt and ziyarah of Ahlul Bayt, alayhimu salatu wassalam. Though, actually, according to some narrations, we have the visitation of Imam al-Hussein and Imam al-Ridha, as I mentioned. Yeah, this encouragement does not mean that they want to undermine the importance of recommended Umrah. No, it does not mean that. Rather, they want to encourage people for going to the visitation of these infallible Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salatu wassalam. Another quick reply to this question is that they want to attract the attention of people and the, faithful people to the reality of Hajj and Umrah. You know that the reality of Hajj and Umrah is actually in the government, real Islamic government, which is the government of Ahlul Bayt, alayhimu salatu wassalam, and the leadership and guardianship of Ahlul Bayt. For example, in one narration we have, Inna al-Imama Usul Islam an-Nami, which means that the basic fundamental of Islam